This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine.
Peter Moore, Greg Stebbin, and Eric Adams from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live, the only radio show in the world for guys like you that will make you smarter, sexier, richer, and healthier. And I should tell you that this week we're doing the show from a very special place. It's the New York Auto Show at Jacob Javits Center in New York. And, you know, if you ever thought about the perfect job or the guy with the perfect job, it would probably be a guy who gets paid to come to the New York Auto Show, go to the Consumer Electronics Show, so we got cars and gear, and maybe he's even a guy who gets paid to go to, like, the outdoor show where they do all the grilling and great stuff like that. That guy is here with us. It's Eric Adams from Men's Health. Eric,
hello,
welcome
Greg.
To the show.
Oh, so Greg,
thank you.
Greg, are you suggesting that perhaps we're paying Eric too much?
That's a really interesting idea. Sorry, Eric. I didn't mean to create some trouble. All right, let's change the subject and talk about cars since we're at the New York Auto Show. And we're really thrilled to join us on the show, Matt Hargett from Acura. Matt, thanks for joining us on the show. You got great stuff to tell us about.
Yeah, I do. Good story here.
But,
TLS.
Let me cut in first.
Oh, no, here comes the Peter story.
Exactly. About how I found my way to Acura, which was I was starting to look for a new car. This was probably 10 years ago. And, you know, as with all important decisions, I entrusted it to my teenage son at the time. And he said, Dad, you know what? You need to get in an Acura because an Acura is the kind of car for a guy like you who wants high performance but doesn't want to make the wrong kind of statement. It's kind of a responsible car, but you'll have a lot of fun driving it too. Unlike some other cars which make way too much of a statement, I just wanted a car that worked really well. So I had a TL first, then I bought a TSX, but you're going to tell me that there is no more TL.
Or TSX, yeah. Right.
They had a baby, right?
Right.
That's actually what you're rolling out this week is and TLX.
The 2015 Acura TLX, it's all new. And it has a lot of new technology.
Well, it's an explosion of technology. I mean, not literally.
Not literally, no.
But no, every time I get into one of the new Acuras, there's always some new thing that blows me away. Last time I drove the RLX, I believe it was, a couple of months ago, you have that lane centering technology, and I got this startling alert when I took my hands off the wheel. It said steering required.
We know when you take your hands off the steering wheel.
You can tell. Just a little weight. And so it's great technology. It's safety technology. It's performance technology. You guys are very sensitive to fuel economy and to driver interaction and driver alertness and all of that stuff. So what can we look for in the TLX? What's new here?
There's a lot new here. Actually, it's the TLX has three different sedans. There's a four-cylinder, 2.4-liter TLX, two-wheel drive. There's a V6 two-wheel drive. And there's an all-new SH super handling all-wheel drive TLX. The 2.4 has a new engine. It's an Acura exclusive engine for us, but we made it to a world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with a torque converter.
So that's a world first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with a torque converter.
All right, can you say that three times fast?
So now, usually a double clutch transmission, it doesn't have a torque converter.
That's right.
It's not an automatic, and torque converters are typically associated with automatics, but it solves a problem because a lot of people, they love the dual clutch idea, but there's a sort of like a jerkiness that you were talking about earlier with the launch, and having a torque converter apparently kind of smooths that out.
Yeah, that's right. So you see DCTs in a lot of supercars or like kind of niche sporty cars, but they do have that herky-jerky feel at launch. So if we were going to put that into our car in this premium segment, we don't think people would accept it. So we put the torque converter in to smooth out the launch feeling. But the better part, it also multiplies the torque at launch, so you get better acceleration performance. So this new 206-horsepower four-cylinder with 8-speed DCT and the torque converter, even though the power-to-weight ratio might be worse than an outgoing TSX, it's still 1.5 seconds faster in the new TLX because of this powertrain.
And what is that time? What is it to 0 to 60?
We don't publish that because everybody gets a different number. You know, they all test it slightly differently. That's true.
So what else can we look for in this car? What other safety and performance enhancements are there?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying not to be too technical, but with Precision All-Wheel Steer, when you move the rear wheels in the opposite direction of the front, think of it as the car is swiveling faster.
Right.
So we have a very responsive chassis already. And then we can enhance the response even more with Precision All-Wheel Steer. But the good thing is at highway speeds, you know, at the high speeds, we actually move the rear wheels in the same direction as the front. So the car actually calms down, and it literally translates from lane to lane.
Mm. Now,
beautiful.
I remember very clearly reading Automobile Magazine circa 1986 or 7 with the Honda Prelude. All-wheel steer version. Is this completely different animal, or is that part of the history of this technology?
Yeah, it's part of the history. Obviously we do have history with it, but it is completely different. It's a world's first independent rear-wheel steer. So the rear wheels can go in different directions. Mm. They're not linked together.
Mm. Gotcha.
So, for example, highway braking.
I broke my ankle like that.
You did? Both rear wheels move inward under highway braking. What that does is help plant the rear of the car so it's not swerving around and you stop in a dead straight line.
Wow. Mm.
So there's a lot of nuances with the technology, but it really gives you the best of both worlds, the low to mid-speed agility and high-speed stability.
And if you don't believe Matt, just ask a teenage boy. He'll tell you.
Matt Hargett from Acura, thanks for joining us on the show. Great information. Get down to your Acura dealer. Go see the cars and the safety features and the technology that Matt has been talking about. And coming up next here on Men's Health Live, more great stuff, great cars from the 2014 New York Auto Show. Stay tuned.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine.
Eric Adams and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live. And we're at the 2014 New York Auto Show, really looking at some extraordinary, extraordinary cars, beautiful cars, workhorse cars, cars that go fast, that do things, take you places otherwise you might never have been able to go or been inspired to go. And with the idea of being inspired to go in mind, we invited Dominic Infante from Subaru on the show, because everybody knows what you do once you get behind the wheel of a Subaru.
Well, it depends on what Subaru, I guess, right? So,
fair enough. But when you think about the Forester or the Outback, these are cars for people who want to go somewhere and do something.
I think very much your reader base. I mean, these are people who are active. They're off-roading to trailheads. They're hiking. They're biking. And if you head to those places, you see Subarus. You
know? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anywhere they're skiing, anything outdoorsy, you're going to see a Subaru.
Yes. You guys are having a really good moment right now, that you've got all these terrific cars with all-wheel drive, which is, as we just experienced in this past winter, is essential. And it's also the lowest prices for all-wheel drive cars that you can get. You've got the brand new Outback that you just rolled out today.
This morning.
And it's a beautiful car. It's getting better and better, and you guys are on a roll. So what can we see? What are we going to see with the new Outback?
If you're an Outback fan, you're going to love this, because we've taken all the attributes, obviously, of the current Outback, and we just tried to make them better.
Yeah.
And added features. We get a lot of feedback from our owners, and we tend to do a lot of the things they're asking for. They want a little more room, et cetera, but we've also gotten up to 33 miles per gallon on the new Outback.
Fantastic.
Really improved the fuel economy. We have a standard X mode, which basically is, if you're in some really hairy off-road stuff, just push the button. It kind of takes over the controls. Mm. You just have to push the throttle and steer, but it's going to moderate. It's actually going to handle the throttle. If you're getting any kind of slip, it's going to give you a little more confidence when you're going some really, really slippery conditions. And something great.
So that really enables people to maybe go somewhere they might not have been comfortable going in the past.
If they don't have the confidence doing it yourself, this will really take care of you. As soon as you get to 25 miles an hour, it goes off automatically. So, but the other thing we've done, I think, is really kind of a great little thing for your people, your readers, and people who like to work out and go swimming and surf. We've got a new thing on the Outback, and it's like a pin code that you set from the inside. There's a little button on the outside. You leave your keys in there, lock it. You tap this little button. So it's actually not a number pad. It's a button. And you tap it like dot, 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 dot.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, whatever the code is set.
Right.
Let's say you come back from your swim, your run, your hike, whatever. You don't have to carry your keys.
I don't have to hide them in the fuel area under the right.
Exactly.
What took so long?
It's a very Subaru thing, you know.
It is a very, totally a Subaru thing.
Yeah, and like the built-in roof rails, you know, that we have now. They swing out. They're always with you.
but you can slide them out of the way. They don't create a lot of draft, a lot of noise, and ruin your fuel economy. But they're always there. You have to worry about having them when you need them.
Yeah.
And people are always saying, "Well, why don't other people do that?" And we're like, "Well,
because they're not Subaru."
And also because you know we sell you the part. So,
yeah.
Right. You know. But then we just something we thought, you know, for an Outback owner. What a great idea.
Yeah, Dominic Infante from the Subaru is here talking about Subarus, obviously. You really have made, you make a car, you've always made a car that really is perfectly in sync with the Men's Health lifestyle. And that makes it a perfect car for us to be talking about.
It was actually my first car. My first car was a Subaru Justy.
Oh, yes.
I remember the Justy.
Three banger.
Three cylinders, no way. Yes.
I loved that car. It was great. And I get a little happy every time I get into Subaru just because of those memories.
We're lucky. We're a very engineering-focused company, very, very safe cars, and still a company run by engineers. So we do things a little bit differently, but you understand the core of the car is always really, really solid, really worked out, and it's very, very safe cars, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
And they're durable, and that's the same thing, you know, that goes back to people remember from the old days. They just won't die. They're a very strong little car, and that's what people really love about them. That, and you don't have to have a huge SUV to go off-road.
Yeah.
You know, it'll do so well off-road. I think even like Crosstrek and Foresters and Outbacks, they really surprise people. And then, you know, for the other scale of your readership, you know, we've got STIs as well. You know,
yes.
So they're a car out there for everybody. You know, and we've just launched a new STI, and it is a phenomenal car. It really is a track ready and a rally car at the same time.
That's right. I saw that this morning. That's a gorgeous car.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't wait to get into that.
We are really excited.
Well, and it's interesting that your brand really stands in those two very distinct,
has
you know, the outdoor
scope.
Yes,
yeah, it really does.
Outdoor and the drifter kids and the rally cross guys and
but you know there's a lot of crossover between the groups. You know, they tend to STI owners tend to be Subaru owners too, right? And so they'll buy Foresters, they'll buy other product line because once they get in tune with the engineering of it, they know it's a good car.
Yes,
and kind of. They stick with them, very loyal customers.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool.
Well, make sure you check out the new all the new Subarus online at your local Subaru lot. We're talking with Dominic Infante from Subaru. Dominic, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
What does green sound like? You're getting warm. Warmer. Ah, that's it. It's time for Bridgestone's Rethink Green promotion. Now through April 30th, when you purchase a set of Ecopia or any of our other most fuel-efficient tires, including the all-new Dueler Alenza Plus, you'll receive a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Cheers to fewer trips to the gas pump. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Expiration applies. See store for details.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live from the world's best-selling men's lifestyle magazine, Men's Health.
Peter Moore, Eric Adams, and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live, the only radio show in the world for guys like you that will make you smarter, sexier, richer, and healthier. We're broadcasting the show from the 2014 New York Auto Show. It is a pavilion full of dream cars, cars you could only dream about. And we have a guy here on the show, Dan Brady from Lincoln, who's making some of those dream cars. Dan, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I was talking to you guys earlier today, checking out the cars you have over there. There's lots of great stuff coming out of Lincoln. The design language these days is terrific. The beautiful products, you're honing your edge, and you're, you know, reaching out to people who may not have considered Lincoln in the past. You're expanding your footprint. That's all great stuff, and it's all at the heart of it are these great products. And we're looking at doing a walk around of the new Navigator. It has this amazing new look to it, new front end, really slick brake light, goes all the way across the back.
Yep.
22-inch wheels, they're huge. And I still want to know how much it's going to cost to replace those tires, but I'm not going to make you answer that right here. And you have the MKC, which is a new crossover. That's sort of your centerpiece of the booth over there. Tell us a little bit about that. It's sort of a compact crossover SUV type car that everyone's sort of craving these days. And what's Lincoln bringing to the table?
Yeah, I appreciate it. So MKC, which comes out this summer, is the second in four products that we'll be launching over 4 years as part of the reinvention of this great brand. It's a small premium utility or crossover, as you mentioned, which is actually the fastest growing segment in the premium industry the last few years. So it's growing. It's a fluid segment, a lot of young buyers coming in, a lot of people shifting down, so it's a great time to get into it. And for us, what's really important is it's a new entry into our showroom. It's a brand new product for us. which we're really excited about, and really excited for our dealers. Gives them something extra to sell and get some new people into our showroom. And as you mentioned, it's new for us, and it reflects new design language for us, as well as new product, which we're really excited to bring out.
And what's some of the innovation that we can look for in that car?
You know, there's a couple really unique features on the vehicle. One is what we call approach detection. It's part of a whole series of Lincoln experiences on the vehicle. So if you have your fob on you, as you approach the vehicle, you don't need to do or touch anything. Mm. When you get within a certain range, the vehicle will warm up and welcome you. So there's a whole sequence of lighting which takes place. There's a floor mat that'll come down from the side mirrors that'll reflect on the ground in front of you in the shape of the Lincoln Star. The headlamps and the tail lamps will reflect and come on for you, as well as the pockets on the door handle. So it's a welcoming feature. It's a nice...
Why hasn't anyone thought of this before?
What I want to know is why my wife doesn't do this when I come home from work.
You married the wrong woman, Peter.
I have four small children. I get my own approach detection. Actually, when I use it and I see them coming, I'm ready to brace myself. But it's really cool. It's nice in the evening when it's dark and you can see, but it's just a nice...
But there's also a safety. I think there would be a huge safety feature.
Yeah, there absolutely is, because it lights up your way for you, and it alerts anyone around that you're approaching the vehicle. And it does the same when you get inside. The interior cues will start to come on. And what's really neat is that the start button, we have a push button stop start in the vehicle, and it'll pulsate. You know, just sort of the vehicle's ready for you.
It's the heartbeat.
Yeah, it's the heartbeat of the vehicle.
This also solves one of those major problems when you're coming out of a ball game and you're parked in a giant parking lot and your car is sending you those signals, I love you, I'm here, I'm going to be waiting for you.
Didn't they make a movie about this called Her? Oh, no, that wasn't a car.
It's the same idea, maybe a better application.
Yeah, a much bigger, heavier one. We're talking with Dan Brady from Lincoln. I mean, this is really, that's a pretty remarkable thing to have engineered, I would think.
Yeah, it is. It's very different. And it's just part of a series of features we're trying to bring out that are just surprise and delights and a little differentiated. It's a nice, fun feature, as well as a component of safety to it. So it's pretty fun.
Now, one of the other things we're talking about is the new Black Label program that you have, with customization. And it sort of picks at a scab that I have. That
Dan is raising his eyebrows going, it's scabs and cars. We don't go there very often.
You're lucky we're on radio.
Yeah, that's right. I have a complaint about the American consumer. I have many complaints about American consumers. One of them is that they always go for beige. And most of the cars out there are black or silver or white, and that decision is made because of resale value. And it sort of it inhibits you from bonding with your car. And you have, and there's this trend now about customization.
Yeah.
And you guys are rolling out your own program to let people connect with their car in very real ways by helping craft it and getting away from beige, from the and that's what I like about Lincoln in general, is that you get in the car and there's like a degree of uniqueness to it, and you're being able to take that another step further.
Help us understand what can I customize.
So Black Label, which will launch on all of our new products, the first will be coming out late this fall at the end of the year, MKZ and MKC. It's a series of curated themes. So we'll launch with four themes on the vehicle that our designers dreamt up and designed the vehicle around them. So one of them is Modern Heritage. Another one is Center Stage, and its theme is a night in the theater. And it's a series of unique interior themes and colors, striping, stitching, materials that are different, from leathers to Alcantara suede, which is in the headliners, as well as unique exterior paints. That are very different. They'll change color a little bit depending on where the sun is hitting it. So they're very different, and it comes also with a differentiated series of the purchase process is a little different for Black Label, as well as there's a series of membership privileges. So it's not just beautiful, unique content with a backstory and a theme to it, but also a differentiated ownership and purchase experience, which we're really excited about and anticipate being a great halo on the brand and something unique and different, to your point, that people can seek on their vehicle if they're looking to communicate something different about themselves.
And when does that roll out?
November and December at the end of the year.
The end of the year. That's the Black Label. You call it the Black Label
Black
program?
Label. Yeah.
Black Label.
Yeah, Black
Lincoln.
Label series.
That's
exactly.
Great. Dan, thanks for joining us. Dan Brady from Lincoln. Great information. Get to a Lincoln dealership. Go check it out. Get to the website, obviously. Great sounding cars, great new features, very exciting stuff. Thanks for joining us here on Men's Health Live.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live, the radio show that's full of tons of useful stuff. Women, work, health, fitness, cars, tech, pizza, and beer.
Eric Adams and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live, the only radio show in the world for guys like you that will make you smarter, sexier, richer, and healthier. Men's Health Live is brought to you by Craftsman, made to make. We're doing this week's show from the New York Auto Show. I have to tell you, if you ever get a chance to go to the New York Auto Show, Eric, Peter, would you ever pass up an opportunity to be here and see all these beautiful cars?
Nope. Even if I have to start paying my way at some point, I'm still going to come.
And Eric, I don't know if you've noticed, but there tend to be very tall, beautiful women standing next to those cars.
I have noticed that.
It's also a positive thing here at the Auto Show.
Yeah, well, I will vouch for that. And I think we're going to have to do some kind of pictorial about that on the website or something.
Absolutely.
And Peter's reacting to that because, of course, he came from Playboy many years ago. So.
Yes.
That's a word near and dear to his journalistic heart. We're thrilled to have joining us Uwe Ellinghaus from Cadillac. Uwe, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Now, this is, I'm always in sort of an awkward position with Cadillac these days because I tend to not try to jump up and down excitedly about a car brand because that implies that I'm something less than an impartial critic. But I jump up and down about Cadillac these days because you guys are doing so many great things. The designs are amazing. The car technology is terrific. And I was just telling you beforehand that I drove the ELR to the auto show here after driving it for a week. So I pulled it into the city and had a great experience with that car. It's an electric car. It's the new, it's Cadillac's adaptation of the Chevy Volt technology. So for the listeners out there, the Chevy Volt uses, it's a fully electric drivetrain, but it has an onboard gasoline engine that charges the battery. So you can get about 40 miles of electric driving, and then the engine kicks in to keep your charge going. It's a little bit of an unconventional feeling when you're, because the revs don't quite necessarily always sync up with how you're driving, but it's this Cadillac's version of it is super sporty. It's a beautifully crafted design. My review actually just went up the other day, so you can go to the website and check it out.
Yeah, that's menshealth.com.
Yeah. And I had, you know, there's so little to complain about that car because it's so well executed. What were you trying to do with that, with your version of the Chevy Volt?
Yeah, first of all, it's not really our version of the Chevy Volt, because apart from the electric drivetrain, this is a car that is bespoke for Cadillac. And I think the Volt and the comparison to the ELR that you rightly made explains why I have full trust and hope, and your own assessment confirms this, that the ELR will be a very successful car, also in image terms, and do a great job for Cadillac to show how progressive Cadillac is in these days.
Sure.
No longer your grandpa's car.
How did you know that was my grandpa's car?
I learned that. My grandpa lived in Germany. He didn't drive a Cadillac, I confess that.
But if he lived in the United States, he would have.
Maybe so. He was in a Mercedes E-Class, which is the equivalent of
the German equivalent.
The German equivalent. But anyway, it will also explain probably why it might be more successful than Chevrolet's Volt, because I think there is a myth behind cars with an electric drivetrain, namely that they are made for environmentalists. But this is a big mistake. Tree huggers don't buy new luxury cars, not any luxury car whatsoever.
Yeah, look no further than that guy in the advertisement who's sassing Europeans and saying this is the new mark of the success in America.
Put it this way, at least nothing in this TV commercial gives the impression that he is politically overly correct, that he is a tree hugger, that he's not enjoying
But I want to interrupt for a minute. But I mean, tree huggers could buy this car too.
Yes, they could, and I don't mind. But in general, I don't care. Everybody who has the means for this car, likes the values of the Cadillac brand, and likes the characteristics of this car, is more than welcomed as a customer.
Now,
let me just interrupt for we're talking to Uwe Ellinghaus from Cadillac. We're talking about the new. So go ahead, repeat what this is, because now everyone's interested. The tree huggers, the tree hug haters, everyone wants to know what this car is.
Yes, it's the ELR, and
it's the Cadillac ELR.
It is the Cadillac ELR. This is our most progressive statement that Cadillac has made, because it really blends everything a good-looking and good-driving car has always been about with an electric drivetrain. And you mentioned it, 40 miles, that's me, my German upbringing, 40 miles of range in the electric mode, but 340 miles range if you combine the combustion engine and the electric drivetrain. And this is the way forward. It takes away the range anxiety, as they call it,
yes,
which is actually a problem that only exists in customers' fear or perception,
right,
because the average commute is less than 50 miles.
Well, it's interesting. My wife and I were actually talking about this car.
Yes.
And because we... See, I think sometimes these kind of technological advances come, and it takes a while for the you hear it, but you don't necessarily understand it and apply
right.
it to your life. And
right.
all of a sudden, I looked at my wife, Jody, and I said, you know, if we had one of these cars, we might never buy gas again.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
it has a 40-mile range.
Yeah. And that's
almost every time we get in the
that's
car,
it.
It's under 40 miles.
That's it.
When we get home, we'll plug it back
that's
in.
That's it. That's it. This is why the entire topic that the range of the cars is a major reason not to buy them is a perception issue. It is not
reality. That's exactly the point I want to make.
I'm a marketing person, and I know that perception is more important than reality when it comes to buying decisions. So in other words, as long as people have the fear, we need means to take the fear away. And our way is... The only way to do it is to combine it with a combustion
engine. Yes.
So that you always know, even if you ran out of battery power, there is more than enough range.
Yes.
But then the idea is, of course, to lower the emissions by driving in the electric mode as often as you can.
Yeah, and it's not just in reducing the anxiety, but you're actually increasing the options.
Indeed.
Because with a solely electric car,
yes.
when you're done, you're done. But with this car... I think you can find a gas station.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And this is exactly what I want to achieve. And I think that in a couple of years' time, every single luxury manufacturer in our industry will have to demonstrate the competence to have this car, but they will not greenwash any of our car brands, particularly not Cadillac.
Yeah.
They are more a technology statement to have the latest.
Mm.
And the latest
mm-hmm.
is hybrid or plug-in hybrid or whatever it is, but it must have an electric drivetrain.
Yes.
And in this regard, I have high hopes that the ELR will also make a change to Cadillac's perception in this country, where people still think, isn't that grandpa's car?
Yeah. Yes. Well, you've already gone along. I mean, there's a whole new thinking about Cadillac,
yes.
but people still think of them as gas guzzlers.
Indeed,
yes.
indeed. That's
yes.
true. And yet ATS and CTS, I think, were a turning point for the brand, where we really started to have competitive offers out that can even beat the German rivals. And who would have expected that from Cadillac a couple of years ago?
Well, congratulations to you, Uwe Ellinghaus from Cadillac. Really great cars, really great innovation. Great things you're doing for the non-tree hugger and the tree hugger as well.
Indeed.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here on Men's Health Live. And coming up next, more great stuff from the 2014 New York Auto Show. Stay tuned.
Is your favorite driving music on your Android phone? Do you or a friend have an iPad or an iPhone? Well, now you can sync all of them to your car with ease with Kenwood, the number one mobile electronics brand in the country. With Kenwood, you can connect either your iPhone or Android smartphone and control everything by touchscreen. Learn more by visiting liveconnecteddriveconnected.com and to find a Kenwood dealer near you.
Peter Moore, Eric Adams, and Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live, the only radio show in the world for guys like you that will make you smarter, sexier, richer, and healthier. We're at the 2014 New York Auto Show. We are just sitting in a pavilion full of absolutely stunning cars. And when you talk about stunning cars, you have to talk about Maserati. All our listeners know that Men's Health Live is brought to you by the Maserati Ghibli, and we are very, very thrilled to have joining us on the show the global CEO of Maserati, Harold Vester. Harold, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to you and to all the auditors.
Thank you.
Thank you. Harold, this is exciting for me because I love Italian cars, and I love the fact that there's a resurgence going on in the U.S. right now. And, you know, Fiat is back. You guys are over there right next to Alfa that you're bringing back. Maserati's got the surge going right now with all its new products. And it's exciting because it's different. First of all, there's the exotic factor to the Italian cars, but the designs are so unique and they're so different. And you get in, every time I get into any Italian car, there's this little shudder. You know, it's, oh, that's great. And I love that. And it happens with all the Maseratis. You've got the newest is the Ghibli right now, which is sort of a revival of a mark that existed in the 70s and the 80s. And this is, I believe, the third version of it.
Yeah, even if it was the original Ghibli was a two-seater coupe. It was a totally different concept compared to what. But we thought it would be. It is a great name.
Yeah.
Tell us what does the name mean? Because it's a mysterious name.
It's not a mysterious name. It's a wind.
Wind.
Because in the old times, Maserati was used to name its cars after winds.
Mm.
The Mistral, which is a wind in southern France, the Ghibli, which is a desert wind,
right,
and so on.
So what is it about this car? This is obviously competitive with the best from BMW, the best from Audi, the best from Mercedes. Why should someone look at this car as something that's better and different from those guys?
Well, you already mentioned some of our characteristics, the Italianness. I think it's correct to say sexiness.
Yes.
I remember a couple of times I mentioned we are absolutely sure that we are the only car company which provides standard equipment or provides its cars with pheromones and
how do you do that?
Well, you know, we came a long way. Maserati, we are in our this year, 2014 is our centennial. The company was founded back in 1914 by four brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Five brothers. Four of them were technicians. The eldest one, Alfieri, he was the technical brain behind. One of them was not a technician, he was an artist.
Mm.
And it was him who designed the symbol of the company, the trident.
Right.
And, you know, if you start to choose as a symbol, as a mark, for your company, a trident, which is a weapon,
right.
Yes.
It tells pretty much.
So is that one prong for BMW, one prong for Mercedes, and one prong for Audi? Is that
No. It just tells you that, or should I say, compromise is low.
Right. And aggressiveness is high. It's an aggressive machine.
And today, I mean, the Italianness, sports, luxury, handcrafted, highly customized, all the feel and the touch and the sound, highly emotional products. And the company mission where everybody sticks to is what we call is excellence through passion.
Mm.
And if you sit in a Maserati and you ask yourself, what is your destination? There is no destination. The journey is the destination.
Well, one of the overwhelming impression that I get when I sit in the car is that it's not bland. You get into a lot of other luxury cars, and they tend to be very bland. There are colors in the Maserati. There's texture. There's glitter. And it's a combination of all these different sensations, and then you fire up the engine, and it's loud. It's perfectly wonderful sound coming from that car. What is it? What kind of customer are you targeting this for? Who reacts to that kind of thing?
Well, I thank you for the question, because behind what seems to be the result, you can touch, you can feel, you can drive, you can see on the road, there is a lot of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And Maserati, in general, is for who wants to drive his car. If you want to be driven, not literally, but in a sense and a meaning, you choose something else. And there are some principal ingredients which are always part of our concept, despite the issues I mentioned before. For example, what we always discuss, and I'm an engineer, despite other things I'm doing, the driver, not the machine, is in the center of everything we are doing. And we do not only engineer our cars to perform, we engineer them to excite.
Yeah.
And you cannot only own them as you can do with a normal car. Hmm?
Yes.
You allow me to say that. But by driving them, you become a part of it. You become a part, an essential part of the machine of the system. And you can feel the authenticity, you can feel all the emotions.
Harold Vester is with us. He's the global CEO of Maserati. We're at the New York Auto Show, the 2014 New York Auto Show. And Harold, I want to follow up with one last question. There are a lot of guys listening right now who have been completely seduced by the vision of cars you've painted. How do those guys know they should go the next step and go test drive a Maserati?
They just have to. I mean, if they are real men, they just have to.
All right, let's go.
And don't forget, entry-level price for a Maserati Ghibli, which is,
a beautiful car.
It's a stunning car. In the U.S., it's $66,900.
Yes. Yes, we talk about it every week right here on Men's Health Live. Harold, thanks for joining us. Harold Vester, the global CEO of Maserati. Great to have you here on Men's Health Live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more great car talk from the 2014 New York Auto Show.
Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Ronan Gardner, publisher of Men's Health Magazine. I hope you're enjoying this program and you're learning all kinds of new ways to live a healthier, happier, and more successful life from Peter Gregg and their guests. What you are hearing only scratches the surface of what you get in every issue of Men's Health Magazine. Why not try a subscription? I know you're going to love Men's Health, so give us a call and see for yourself. Cheers.
Overweight? Unhealthy? Unsatisfied? Not when you read Men's Health. Call 800-348-3546 and we'll send you a risk-free trial issue of Men's Health magazine with your subscription. If you like it, pay just $19.97 plus shipping for a whole year of Men's Health, including access to the iPad and iPhone versions. If not delighted, cancel after the first issue and owe nothing. Call now. Join over 10 million guys living happier, healthier, sexier lives thanks to the life-changing secrets they find in every issue of Men's Health. That's 800-348-3546. Call now.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine with tons more useful stuff from your hosts, editors Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin.
Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine and menshealth.com. And, of course, Men's Health Live. We've been talking a lot about cars on the show this week, but Peter has this way of going off-road. In fact, in his commentary this week, he makes it pretty clear that as he wandered through the New York Auto Show, his attention wandered too. And I think you're going to want to hear about what kept grabbing his attention.
I'm not what you would call an automotive expert. It's an inherited condition, by the way. When I was 16 and starting my education as a driver, my dad drove us off to a fairly deserted country road in the wilds of Connecticut and surrendered the wheel to me. I slid into place, put the car into drive, and accelerated up and over a small hill. That's when the car quit and we glided to a stop. I'd been driving for all of 150 feet and already I had broken the thing. My dad leaned over to check the instrument panel and determined that we'd run out of gas. Pete, he told me, there's a lesson in this. The car won't run without gas. I'm not sure I learned the next lesson on car mechanics, whatever it might have been. I'm not even sure I learned that no gas means the car stops lesson too well. There was a moment during a family vacation in Paris when we rented a car so we could go visit my wife's family in Belgium. Just like Napoleon, we invaded to the north, but we were forced into retreat by my in-laws somewhere near Waterloo. So we turned around and headed back to Paris. We were almost out of gas on the return trip when I pulled into a petrol station. It seemed like the whole town of French stereotypes had turned out, each smoking Gauloise, wearing horizontal striped shirts and fingering their pencil-thin mustaches. And when I lifted the nozzle with regular unleaded into the tank and gave a squeeze, they issued a patented "oh la la" in unison and mimed a shoulder shrug. My rental took diesel. Who uses diesel? Nobody uses diesel, except for Europeans, it seems. It would be hours before our heads hit the pillows that night. What I need, obviously, is a car that will talk back to me when I'm about to do something stupid. So my heart skipped a beat when I was strolling through the New York Auto Show and saw the following words painted onto the side of a Ford F-150 truck. "Talk to me. I respond," the truck said. At last, this was a car I could communicate with without actually having to read the manual. So I walked into the Ford zone and was met, as you are at these events, by a statuesque woman in a slinky dress and legs that recalled hikes I've taken in the bamboo forests of Asia. She invited me into the cab of the F-150 and began jabbing buttons on the dash. She spoke automobile fluently and brought the dashboard to life. I was riveted by her manual dexterity and by her manicure, but when she asked me to speak to the car, I couldn't think of anything to say. Fortunately, Ford had anticipated my tongue-tied state. My guide pointed her graceful index finger toward the touchscreen. "Tell me what I can ask," the screen said ardently. So I said that. "Tell me what I can ask." Soon the mysteries of the F-150 were open before me. My beautiful car talk counselor assured me that even I could learn to speak automobile. Wouldn't most of our relationships be improved if they came with a voice command? "Tell me what I can ask." I'm going to try it out on my wife tonight. We had plenty to ask of Uwe Ellinghaus, the chief marketing officer for Cadillac, when he stopped by our booth late in the day at the auto show. As soon as I saw his title, I flashed on the Cadillac poolside ad that ran during the Olympics. "Why do we work so hard?" the middle-aged guy in the ad asks, looking at his unused swimming pool. "For this? For stuff?" Then he began beating his Made in America chest and slagging the cheese eaters in Europe for strolling to the cafe and taking the month of August off. Now I love cheese and cafes, and I'd take August off if anybody gave me the option. But I was ready to follow that guy out into the garage and check out his ride for sure. And that's where Uwe Ellinghaus came in. Ellinghaus started as CMO with Cadillac when the ad was mostly in the can. But he watched the footage, took note of the abrasive attitude of the spokes dude, and thought, what would make this perfect is for the brazen capitalist to walk out into his driveway and find not the standard Detroit gas guzzler, but his Cadillac ELR, an electric car. Once he disengaged the electric hookup, he copped to taking 2 weeks off in August, and his wink at the end told me he probably liked Chardonnay and Camembert cheese, too. Meanwhile, Uwe was grinning about the 2 million views the ad earned on YouTube and about the way the abrasive guy got us all talking about an ad that had aired only 8 times. He was even happy about the Ford parody, featuring a saucy recycling advocate with a towering afro, her own aggressive attitude, and her own Ford C-Max hybrid in her driveway. Here's what I'm thinking. We've already made significant progress when two cultural icons square off at 50 paces and brandish electric car plugs. It's the alternative energy equivalent of, "Tell me what I can ask." We're all coming up with the same answers, n'est-ce pas?
Coming up next week on Men's Health Live, more useful stuff from this month's issue of Men's Health. Thanks for looking us up on the web at menshealth.com, and thanks for joining us again next week.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.